Okay, so basically what happened was I was busy paragliding. So I don't know if you know what paragliding is. It's basically a big parachute, and I was flying and I was coming into land and I didn't see that there was a power line. As I was coming into land, I saw the power line at the last minute, tried to turn and it was too late. So I hit the power line and was electrocuted by 12,000 volts. And all I remember was like a shock going through my body. And I couldn't move, and then I passed out. And when I woke up, I was on the ground. Don't know how I got to the ground. And I was on fire. All my clothes were burnt off me or into me. And all I had on was my shoes. And then I was still strapped into my paragliding harness. So I had to undo the straps, you know, leg straps and chest strap and everything. And then I started rolling away to try and put the fire out because there was still like little flames. And I looked around. I remember looking down on my body. I wasn't actually in that much pain, and I just looked down and I thought to myself, like, how is this not so painful? Because I know getting burnt is probably the most painful thing ever. And I only later found out, you know, when I was alive and at hospital and conscious, that I didn't really feel much pain because of that burn through, like the three layers of skin. So it had burnt all the way through the nerve endings, and yeah, that's why it wasn't actually sore. Luckily, another pilot, he saw me hit the power line, and he radioed to the ambulance to come to that sort of location. And I must have been there for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then I heard like a car come, and I remember screaming for help, and then I saw the people, they came in. I actually even had my orthopedic surgeon, he was at the scene, and my dad was at the scene because they both paraglide. So I remember them loading me on the stretcher and over the fence and then into the ambulance. And then I just remember like 5 seconds in the ambulance. And then I remember like the next thing, I was just in hospital for like over a year. Yeah, I don't know. It's a difficult question. No, how do I stay positive? And I think if I had a clear-cut answer for you, I would be a multi-millionaire, giving advice to people. But I don't know. I think it's maybe somehow the way that you brought up. I was brought up in a way where I was never going to quit. And I think that sort of shined through in my rehab. You know, I never once, I never, ever, ever, ever thought that this accident would like define me in any way. I never once thought I wouldn't be walking or wouldn't be able to play sports or whatever. Even at the lowest point when I couldn't even get out of a bed, I was still telling people like, no, don't worry about me. I'll be walking. Just worry about yourself. I don't even know. It's like just comparison. I like that saying that comparison is the thief of joy. And when you start comparing your life to others, you'll never have enough, you know. But yeah, if you just focus on yourself and you'll be fine.